Weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every Wednesday, we talk with Dr. Vandegrift, or today, about Dr. Brian Adler. And today, we're going to be talking about hypertension, high blood pressure. And there are some new guidelines being introduced to, or recommended, I guess I should say, to deal with hypertension in older adults. Interesting topic here. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
Let's start briefly with talking about high blood pressure. It's a, I guess you could probably say, an epidemic problem here in the United States. And I'm certainly fighting it right now. I'm actually doing good in my little battle against it. I've improved it quite a bit. But as you get older, hypertension is something that can be very dangerous. It can be very dangerous for anyone because it has so many different effects that build up in your body. These new guidelines seem to indicate that there is maybe some over-medication of older folks, though, especially when they're dealing with another illness.
Well, that's correct. You know, hypertension is, you know, a very serious problem with long-standing elevation of blood pressure. It can cause arteries to clog and narrow. It can increase the risk for heart attack and stroke. It can contribute to kidney disease. So it's a very serious condition that really takes many years to progress and cause some of the complications that we often see. And most aggressive treatment really should be in the younger age groups or to middle age groups, because these are the individuals that are going to benefit most from getting blood pressure under reasonable control to reduce all those long-term risks. Now, the biggest problem that we see in clinical practice, particularly in the older populations, and I'm saying mainly 65 and older,
okay,
is that many of those risks that we're trying to reduce at older age is often sort of counteracted by the risk of side effects from medications. So one of the most common things we see in clinical practice is people who are over-medicated on one, two, or three different blood pressure medications. They're frequently having side effects that they're not really aware of that are related to their medicines. It could be fatigue, it could be lightheaded, dizzy spells, problems with balance, and the most important of those are falls. In the older population, falls are devastating. Of course, it winds people in hospitals with fractures of hips, and often that's the leading cause of demise of many older people, is they wind up falling, they go into a hospital for hip replacement, and things are never the same. And many of these can be traced back to over-medication, and of course, blood pressure medications are one of the culprits.
Well, you know, I think ideally we'd like to solve the problem on an individual basis with dietary and lifestyle changes, but I, for one, know that it's not always always able to do that and get the blood levels back down to an appropriate level. What about this? If they are perhaps going on some medications, and at this time you say stop the blood pressure medications, I'm assuming temporarily, that they could possibly start doing some, you know, more exercise and use other ways to try to keep their blood pressure down while they're taking this other medicine. Is that going to be feasible?
Well, sometimes yes. I think the important thing is understanding what is considered hypertension in the elderly. So, you know, we've always used these traditional numbers of 120 over 80, which are ideal blood pressures for somebody in their, you know, 30s and 40s. But in reality, the normal range for blood pressure as you get up into your 50s and 60s is actually quite higher. So for many people, a blood pressure of 140 to 150 for the top number may be normal for them. And a blood pressure as high as 90 on the bottom may be normal for them. So to treat so-called hypertension with numbers in that range in an older individual may be too aggressive and may not really have any long-term benefits at that age, and maybe, again, counteracted by the relative risks. So the important thing, you know, for listeners who have hypertension, and many that I see are very anxious about their blood pressures. Many people check their blood pressures on a daily basis, and they record them, which is a great thing. But often it creates a lot of anxiety when patients come in and they say, well, you know, my blood pressures are in the 140s, and I have blood pressures in the 150s, and that's too high, and I need to be on additional medications, when in fact they probably don't. And again, we more often than not see over-aggressive treatment of these numbers with many, many side effects. And the risks sometimes really, you know, outweigh any benefits.
I know that this is a fairly new guideline that they've been putting out. Is there, in each individual case is going to be different, and if you identify the fact that it is the blood pressure medications that are making the folks dizzy and uncomfortable, then, you know, is there a chance that you want to spend some time trying out another blood pressure medicine or a lower dose, or do you think it's so important that you just say we're going to go ahead and drop it cold turkey right now?
Well, again, that's individualized, and when individuals come into my practice, either new or they've been on several different medications and there's some concern, you know, often we just have to sort of regroup and say, look, you know, these numbers that you're shooting for are probably a little too low for you, and based on your condition, we might try to slowly reduce some of your medications, or we may actually eliminate some of these medications, and we'll closely follow your blood pressures and see whether your numbers stay in an acceptable range. Many do, and they can continue to either reduce medications, and in some cases, they can actually come off. So the important thing, you know, for listeners is to know that high blood pressure in an older individual isn't always as serious as you may think. And again, over-treatment may cause inadvertent risks and side effects and the potential for falls. So it does have to be individualized. And it's not to say, again, that you be cavalier and allow blood pressures to go too high, because for some individuals, they are at increased risk for a stroke, they're at increased risk for heart and other problems. So again, it has to be taken on a case-by-case basis. But if you look at the overall average of people that come into offices, particularly in a patient practice like mine, people are way over-medicated. I see people every day coming in who are shooting for unrealistic blood pressure numbers when they're 65 and older. And again, these medicines often, again, produce considerable risk that really needs to be carefully evaluated and adjusted.
We actually did a show some years ago about the importance of people. It doesn't really matter if it's just blood pressure medicine that you're on, but if you go to another doctor and get another prescription and then you start feeling like you're having a bad reaction, be sure to tell your primary health care provider all the prescriptions that you're taking, because with the blood pressure, if you're already taking it and you get onto another one and you think that it might just be the new prescription, that it may indeed just be too much medication with your blood pressure medication as well.
Well, again, that's another topic, and again, we've had that before, and that's the whole issue of over medication in the elderly population. And again, people are on so many different medications from several different doctors. Often, one doctor doesn't know what the other doctor is prescribing. That's where the primary care doctor probably has the most important role in being able to look at the entire picture, review all the medications, because, again, blood pressure medicines can often interfere with other medications. And, again, the biggest problem I see in my older population is over-medication, whether it be hypertensive medicine or a variety of other medications that, you know, people have been just put on and nobody's reevaluated. And again, I see people all the time, they under the belief that once they're on a medication, they have to stay on it indefinitely. And medicines always have to be reevaluated. Medicines often need to be stopped. Medicines need to be adjusted. And there's, you know, probably, you know, five or six or more people I see on a daily basis that need to have some of these medicines discontinued. So that's something I would advise, you know, listeners do with their healthcare provider. Reevaluate your medicines on an ongoing basis. Make sure they're adjusted. Make sure things that are not necessary are eliminated. And this way, you reduce the risk of side effects and complications.
And folks, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always call South Strand Internist and Urgent Care, open 7 days a week now. They're on Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach, and their phone number is 650-4006. That's 650-4006. Interesting and timely news. Thank you very much, Dr. Adler.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll take a short break and more music coming up next. Stay with us here on Easy.